Sidecar suspended at 2026 Isle of Man TT. The 2026 Isle of Man TT will continue without further sidecar action, after event organizers issued a statement saying it has suspended the class in the interest of safety. The move comes after pre-event favorites Ryan Crowe and Callum Crowe were involved in an incident during qualifying for the Sidecar TT. The two brothers suffered their accident at Crosby and were reported to be conscious and talking. This latest incident is the latest in a series of incidents that have raised concerns about the safety of the Sidecar class. The incident happened during qualifying 3 on Wednesday evening, leaving both riders in hospital. Prior to yesterday's crash, Maria Costello MBE and her sidecar partner Sean Parker were also involved in an incident that led to both competitors being taken to Nobles Hospital. It was later confirmed that Costello's condition was serious but stable. The suspension of the sidecar class is a precautionary measure aimed at preventing similar incidents from occurring in the future. The statement released by the event organizers reads, following an incident involving a sidecar team during the third qualifying session of the 2026 Isle of Man TT races, the race organization initiated an immediate technical and operational review to assess the circumstances surrounding the incident and the continued participation of the sidecar class at the event. This review has led to the decision to suspend the class for the remainder of the 2026 Isle of Man TT races. The suspension is a response to the growing concern about safety in the sidecar class. The event organizers have stated that they will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as necessary. In the meantime, all sidecar competitors and teams involved in the event have been briefed by race officials on the outcome of the initial review and the next stages of the assessment process. The decision to suspend the sidecar class is a significant one, highlighting the importance of prioritizing safety in motorsport. The Isle of Man TT has a long history of hosting high-speed motorcycle racing events, and the suspension of the sidecar class will undoubtedly have an impact on competitors and spectators alike. The 2026 Isle of Man TT will continue on Friday with the final day of qualifying, before racing gets underway on Saturday, May 30. Despite the suspension of the sidecar class, the event is expected to go ahead as planned, with all other classes and competitions remaining unaffected. The suspension of the sidecar class is a reminder that safety must always be the top priority in motorsport. The Isle of Man TT has a reputation for hosting some of the most exciting and competitive motorcycle racing events in the world, and this decision reflects the event's commitment to ensuring the safety of all competitors and spectators. The impact of the suspension on the sidecar class will undoubtedly be felt in the coming weeks and months. Competitors and teams involved in the class will be eager to find out when they can return to competition, and the event organizers will need to provide clear guidance on the next steps for the class. The decision to suspend the sidecar class is a significant one, and it highlights the importance of prioritizing safety in motorsport. The Isle of Man TT's commitment to safety will undoubtedly have an impact on the future of motorcycle racing events.